Welcome to the Print Pond. Rishika Sadam, a special correspondent with the Print, wrote in a recent op-ed how Congress became irrelevant in Andhra Pradesh in a span of just 7 years. I'm Tara Rao, and I bring to you the podcast version of this article. In 2009, 33 out of a total of 42 Lok Sabha MPs from United Andhra Pradesh belonged to the Congress, which was one of the highest numbers of elected representatives from the state that the party had ever sent to parliament. However, at present, 7 years after Andhra Pradesh was bifurcated, the party does not have a single elected representative in the state, either in the assembly or Lok Sabha. The situation in Telangana, its sister state, is no better, with 6 MLAs and 3 MPs. Since 2014, the Congress has suffered a spell of political defeats in the two Telugu-speaking states, particularly in Andhra Pradesh. The Andhra Pradesh wing of the Congress has plagued with issues like lack of unity and internal leadership tussles for years now. And it is these issues that have led to the party's downfall, according to its own cadre. On paper, the Congress has roughly 700 members in the state, including ground-level workers, mandal, district, and state-level leaders. However, hardly 25% of them are active party leaders who wished to remain unnamed. Even the Andhra Ratna Bhavan, or the head of office in Vijayawada, wears a deserted look with no party worker around. Several leaders attributed the decline to the lack of communication between the party cadre, the two working presidents, N. Tulsi Reddy and Sheikh Mastan Wali, and the new PCC chief, Sake Sailajanath. The party has two working presidents who have largely limited to their own districts. Monthly coordination meetings are not held. The new PCC chief does not come to the office regularly, and there is hardly any interaction with district level leaders, which ideally is supposed to happen every month, said a senior Congress leader who wished to remain unnamed. He introduced a slip system where if any party worker wants to meet him, he has to take a prior appointment and the name will be written on a slip, and only if he agrees, we can meet them, he told the Print. Another leader cited the lack of the party's presence on the ground. We're totally lacking ground presence. And instead of pushing the cadre to get onto the ground, the new PCC chief once in a Zoom meeting said that the key opposition party, TDP or Telugu Desam Party, is only missing from the ground. So we do not have too much to stress, he said. A Dalit leader, Shailaja Nath, took over the regions of the party in January. He was a cabinet minister in the Kiran Kumar Reddy's government and was a strong voice in the pre-2014 Andhra Pradesh. However, he has maintained a low profile since the Congress's defeat in 2014 assembly elections. I am aware that there is some discontent among cadres about not much communication, but that is going to change. In the next 6 months, we are going to strengthen our cadre and show ourselves on the ground more. So this tough time will continue till January, Shailaja Nath told the Print. Shailaja Nath's predecessor, N. Raghuveera Reddy, a former minister from the Anandpur district, resigned after the party's defeat in the 2019 elections. After that, the post lay vacant for almost 8 months with no takers, which is also an indication of the party's low morale. Things, however, did not improve with the appointment of Shailaja Nath. According to senior party leaders, caste equations have also come into play, with not many ready to take orders from a Dalit leader. Furthermore, Shailaja Nath is not a well-known face in the state. While he was a cabinet minister in the past and is also a two-time MLA, political analysts noted that the PCC chief lacks support on the ground. I agree, both Raghuveera Reddy and Shailaja Nath held minister posts in the past and they are well known. But do they have the appeal on the ground in the districts? That is not the case, senior political analyst Bandaru Srinivas Rao told the Print. In fact, Andhra Pradesh Congress barely has well-known faces, and the few that still enjoy mass appeal have been missing. For instance, former CM Kiran Kumar Reddy is a member of the party's state core committee but has not been very active politically. Members of the Congress's student wing, National Students' Union of India, alleged that the party has also not conducted any training programs for the young party workers. Unmotivated district level leadership, they said, often restrict youth workers from carrying out work on the ground, which has killed morale. Consider the Bharatiya Janata Party. They conduct regular training programs for their workers and brief them with their ideology. Nothing of such sort has happened here. Half of them don't know what the Congress ideology is, a senior NSUI member said. Money is also an issue. BJP has full-time and part-time workers. At least full-time workers get social security from the party. There's nothing like that in the Congress. So how will workers be motivated to work or travel, he added. Congress has failed to make a mark as the opposition in several key issues of the state, including protests for special category status and against the privatization of the Vishakhapatnam steel plant, unlike the TDP. Even the BJP, which hardly has a presence in the state, managed to stay in the limelight by taking up the issue of temple attacks in the state. While it was the Congress-led government at the center that fulfilled the demand of a separate state of Telangana, the party failed to capitalize on it. The credit of the move was instead taken by K. Chandrasekhar Rao, which also made him CM in 2014. In Andhra Pradesh, meanwhile, the party was facing backlash for going ahead with the separation. There's a saying in Telugu, Rentiki Cheda Revadi, which loosely translated, not here nor there. That is how the party's position is, and they failed to use the opportunity created by the separation in Telangana and Andhra Pradesh, Rao said. He added, they faced a very humiliating defeat like never before due to the anti-bifurcation sentiment. And there was a resentment from the party because people held Congress responsible for the division. That's how it backfired on them. In addition to the fallout of this and the separation, another major blow to the Congress was the shifting of loyalties to present CM Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy's YSR Congress. His father, late Y.S. Raja Sekhara Reddy, also former Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, was a strong Congress face in the state. However, the sudden death of the leader in 2009 in a helicopter crash was the first big blow to the party, which led to its downward slide. The election losses suffered by the Congress since 2014 also indicate the party's decline in the region. In 2014, the BJP-TDP alliance bagged 17 out of 25 Lok Sabha seats in the Simandra region, which is what present-day Andhra Pradesh was referred to as before the bifurcation, and the YSRCP won almost 8 seats. The Congress's count, however, was zero. In the same year, during the assembly elections, the party lost in 150 constituencies of the 175. In Telangana, the Congress contested all 17 Lok Sabha seats, but managed to retain only 2 of them. In the assembly elections, the party won 21 seats from a total of 119 seats. While the elections were held in United Andhra Pradesh, the parties would go on to form separate governments after the official bifurcation on 2nd June 2014. The party's vote share across Andhra Pradesh also fell from 38.95% in 2009 to 11.5% in 2014, according to Election Commission data. This trend continued in the subsequent elections as well. Congress did not win a single seat in the assembly or general elections of 2019. According to the EC, the party polled a mere 1.17% of the votes in the state, which was even lower than Nota's 1.28% in assembly elections. In the Lok Sabha elections, it managed a 1.29% share against the 1.4% 49% of Nota votes. Meanwhile, in Telangana, the party won only 19 assembly seats in the 2018 polls, but 12 of its MLAs defected to the ruling Telangana Rashtra Samiti, TRS, causing a collapse. What the party failed to do after every election is course correction. They had to look back and see how and why they lost in at least constituencies, which were once also strongholds, said Mari Shashidhar Reddy, a senior Congress leader from the state. In Telangana, however, hope is rekindling amongst the party cadre with Revant Reddy's appointment as the new PCC chief. The elevation of the 53-year-old leader, who is a staunch critic of KCR, is being seen as a strong chance of revival for the party, which was almost written off in the state. Thank you.